You are tuned to your talk alternative, 93.5 KFOX, Redondo Beach.
12 noon, Southern California, top of the hour, makes it time for the Planetary News Report on KFOX. Okay, first of all, we have a Leo moon at 19 degrees at 12 noon. Rising is in the east, in Virgo at 6 degrees. We have Sun in Gemini over there at 18. Mercury is direct motion now in Taurus at 29 degrees, and Venus is 5 Cancer. I'm having a Venus return. Okay, Mars is in Cancer at 25 degrees. We have Jupiter in Gemini conjunct the Sun at 18. And we have Mars going into Leo tomorrow morning at 7:10. Saturn is retrograde in Capricorn at 12, Neptune retrograde in Capricorn at 12 degrees, Uranus retrograde in Capricorn at 4, Pluto at 12, Scorpio, North Node of the Moon 29, Aquarius, South Node of the Moon 29, Leo. Now time for the Astrology Hour on KFOX. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Inspired by yesterday's farce on KTLA Channel 5, The Amazing Randy Show, we're going to talk about skeptics today and how to deal with them. So I didn't even see it. I didn't waste my time to watch it, but I did get a few phone calls, so I am inspired to discuss it on the air today. Okay. Well, you know, I was, You know, the world is always going to be filled with people that are going to try to disprove everything. Okay? There's always going to be a skeptic, and no matter what you do to them, isn't it funny that no matter what you do to a skeptic, if they don't want to believe, they won't believe. I used to have a friend who's a triple Capricorn, and I don't know if you know this, but Capricorn is the energy of the doubting Thomas. So with Saturn and Uranus and Neptune all in that sign, unfortunately, astrology and metaphysics and psychic and spiritual awareness will have their share of doubting Thomases in the next decade or so, more than ever, because that is the vibration. It is the skeptical energy that comes around and tries to disprove things, anything, no matter what it is. This guy could probably disprove God if he wanted to. But you know, it really does sadden me when I hear that there is a show on TV, radio, whatever, where they're offering $100,000 like they would expect an individual like Jesus Christ, right, or like Mohammed or whatever, to appear, someone of such a highly powerful nature. You know, and these beings definitely are masters of God consciousness and people who would wield that power, who would never, ever consider showing up for the money. Because, you see, don't you understand, the whole show is a joke in its entire theory, in its entire essence, because in order to be that powerful and truly be a psychic, you would never ever want to charge $100,000 to prove it, nor would you probably want to come out of the closet and exhibitionize yourself on national TV. You know, so I was, you know, very angry that people were out there and so interested to watch this show. I didn't even waste my time to turn my television set up. I know who this Randy guy is, and I know what his philosophies are. They're a bunch of gunk. And frankly, every one of you out there that studies astrology and metaphysics and psychic and spiritual awareness are aware that this process of becoming aware and embracing a psychic and spiritual part of yourself is a growth process that you intuitively know is true. And the only way to prove that this works is to prove it for yourself. It's a trial and error process where you go through life, and sometimes you have trauma, sometimes you have pain, or for whatever whatever reasons you seek truth or further truth. And what happens is we do find people turning the corner and letting go of their dogmas and their limited thinkings and their closed-minded behavior and their skepticisms and checking into this stuff, astrology and metaphysics and karma concepts and psychic and spiritual awareness and meditation and such, which requires open-minded consciousness. You know, it saddens me that there are people like Ted Koppel and Carl Sagan and the amazing Randy that think they are so intelligent, so evolved for being out there to try to prove that astrology and metaphysics or karma or psychic awareness does not work, when you down deep inside, if you are a psychic, intuitive, aware being, you know it doesn't have to be proven, because you know that what we are dealing with here is not a carnival or a circus in life. We are dealing with a very powerful force of energy, a spiritual force, which we talked about in yesterday's show, which is a force of grace and a force of mercy and a force of humility and kindness and sharing and tenderness. It is God. You know, and so what idiot would try to go on television? It makes you wonder what type of people. I know Uri Geller was on the show last night, although not for money, and he was the only one there that actually proved something. The power of God in the individual is what he was trying to prove. So I salute Uri Geller for being there. But what, you know, if they came to me and said, Farley, we'd like you to be on this television show. We'll give you $100,000 if you prove you're psychic. No way. There is no way, number one, if I did have that kind of power that I would make a carnival out of it. Number two, it's a total blasphemy on the spirit to try to prove you can be spiritual for that kind of money. It's literally nearly almost satanic. So what they were asking us to do, even if we did take the more highly evolved beings in the psychic and spiritual community on this planet and put them on that show, the showcase was not positive. It was filled with an audience of skeptics and curious New Agers that wanted to see how they would ridicule or put down or make us or this movement look bad. And frankly, they can't make it look bad, because people that have arisen in the spirit and people that are into concepts like the Course in Miracles and like the oneness of God and like the restoration of the power of the individual and the power of spirit and the power of positive thinking and the power of God within the individual, which truly makes you more aware, more spiritual, and more psychic unto your own right. You know, for them to ask us or anyone to give someone's driver's license number in someone's pocket or for someone to guess the lotto numbers for tomorrow's Chicago Lotto or Illinois State Lottery, you know, something ridiculous like that, it goes totally against the reason why a person would be qualified or would rebirth to a highly evolved psychic and spiritual level. And I got a call from Eris this morning. I know a lot of you that did feel a need to watch that show or even record it last night, are fully aware of this logic, that truth of the matter is that psychic and spiritual potential, it lies within the individual, and it is a holy thing. It is a sacred thing. It is a church of the spirit within the soul that is housed by the body, and it was never meant to be blasphemized or used in a state of carnival or circus manner for presentation for this television network, I've already seen ABC try to be negative with metaphysical situations. Now KTLA has come up. You know, these people lose my support, except for maybe Monday Night Football. I don't watch these networks that much because I'm not proud of the programming. It's not really positive programming. It's negatively karma, and it's just the sort of thing that has held back this planet. You know, there are billions of people out there that are on the verge of a spiritual rebirth that really don't even need to see that, to have it introduced into their realm of influence. And if you listen to this show every day, you will note, by using my intuition and my astrological methods, that I've talked to 10 or 15,000 people on the air with about an 80 80 to 90% accuracy on a day-to-day basis, being able to plug into who and what these people are like. You know, it's not an accident that you can feel the passion or the lust or the sensitivity of an individual, or it's not an accident that where you can sense the ethics or the old-fashionedness or the analytical behavioral patterns of an individual. It's not an accident where you can be able to read an extrovert, gregarious, enthusiastic being, and it's also not an accident where you can be able to see a shy, introvert, inhibited individual. It's not an accident that we can be able to read leaders and managers and bosses and authoritarian figures. It's not an accident that I can read followers and workers and people that are into service-oriented careers. And it's not an accident we could see who the therapists are and who the teachers are and who the counselors are. And over again, people call me on the air and ask me what I think they'd be best suited for in a career or what relationship they'd be best suited for. And over again, I prove to you, the public in Southern California, by looking at their astrology chart with no other help other than my own intuition, I can literally plug into their gift, to their talent, in seconds, you know, right here on this show. And yet you would watch that other show last night and doubt metaphysics or astrology. I know most of you wouldn't, but some of you newcomers might, because the proof is in the pudding. If you listen to this show, and if that guy Randy listened to the Astrology Hour every day for about a month, he would see that I was not a charlatan, that I am in fact a scientist, that I use 6 computers, and that I use an ephemeris with planetary locations, and that the astrology we use is not an astronomical astrology. The star systems we use are obviously off one sign because they are identifying huge areas of space that are invisible to the human eye. I'm not concerned with the constellation of Leo. I'm concerned with the area of space that is in fact the Leo vibration that was identified by that constellation thousands of years ago. But this guy, some of these people will get on TV or radio and try to disprove astrology because it isn't astronomical aligned. Well, I got news for you. Sidereal astrology, the Eastern Indian astrology, does align astronomically. Those people do affix themselves to the current astronomical stellar locations. So in a way, you know, their astrology does in fact work, whereas tropical and modern astrology, Western or Atlantean astrology, does not. You know, we more align to the locations, the areas of the constellations were thousands of years ago, identifying those vast areas of space, those sectors of space, which embrace the zodiacal forces, the 12 elements of the zodiac, Aries through Pisces. So, you know, I don't even turn this stuff on. You know why? Because my spirit doesn't allow me to even watch it. It's not within my realm. I used to be a skeptic. I'm from Missouri, which is the show me state, and everywhere I went and every person I knew in St. Louis and Columbia, Kansas City and St. Charles and Jefferson City in that state. You know, that state is, I was raised in a skeptical environment. You know what I've learned? I've learned not to argue with people. I don't debate. If someone is not in a state of spirit where they would qualify to understand what I have to offer or teach, then I am not going to waste my time to talk to them. You know why? Because I used to be in that state of non-qualification, and no matter what anyone said, either I didn't understand it or I wasn't ready to hear it. A lot of times you'll hear this show, and for weeks you might not understand what I'm talking about. Then all of a sudden, one day you'll tune in and you'll go, wow, you know, Farley, this stuff's starting to make sense. This is getting scary here. And that's when you know you've turned the corner. Something actually happens to your mind. We call it a chakra opening. We call it, whether you meditate or whether you pray or whether you use trance, behavioral modification, or whether you just opened your mind and learned to let go of some of your limited concepts and dogmatic thinking and some of the negative conditioning and worry environment and negative element environments you've been raised in. When you start to open yourself up, when you start to live a more sober lifestyle, when you start to be more self-loving and outer loving, your self-esteem is checked, you're able to embrace situations in the world as experiences without holding remorse or grief or regret or anger or vindictiveness. You know, these are some of the elements that allow you to open your mind and therefore open your chakras and therefore open your ability to plug into a window in your soul, you know, that allows this sacred psychic and spiritual and astrological and metaphysical and karmic intuition to flow through. Because this is not something, this is not information that needs to be proven on national TV for $100,000. This is the mechanics of the soul we're talking about. This is information that lies inside of a higher part of yourself, inside of a higher part of your being that is connected, a direct input to God. And for people to be out there to try to disprove the existence of this force in the universe is not only ludicrous, it's not only wasteful, it's not only a bunch of bull, but it totally is anticlimactical to what truly exists in this universe, to which most you and I know to be a fact. You know, but you'll have guys out there, and how do you think this looks? How do you think this looks to those of us that are somewhat evolved in the spirit, that have the knowingness of what the truth, or what the further truth of love and light and oneness and bonding and family of man is all about? Out, and yet here they are out there on national television getting paid to try to disprove something that we all know to be Spock-like logically true because we've proven it for ourselves. And there's, you know, I'm not alone here. There must be hundreds of millions of people on this planet out of the 5 billion here. I'm sure there are over 200-300 million people or more on this planet that are evolved in the spirit that wouldn't even pay attention to that show because it would be like a monkey watching a show presented by ants. You know, I'm not trying to put down Randy or any of these people, but all they do when they come out to try to disprove something as sacred and as holy and as eternal as metaphysics and psychic and spiritual awareness and astrological and karmic thought, which lies in the intuitive mind, which is proven in the higher self, in the God self, unto our individual beings. All they're showing us is how closed their chakra system is, how limited and closed-minded they are, how dogmatic and skeptical and arrogant and conceited and how low self-esteem they are, and in truth, how really what they're doing is just spinning their wheels and spreading negative elements, creating negative karma for themselves and this planet to a whole bunch of people that are lost and confused as it is, looking for light and truth. And if anything, they're doing the movement good because they're creating a question. They're making people think. You know, why would they present a show like this in the first place unless there were hundreds of millions of people that are truly psychic and spiritual and aware and astrological and metaphysicals that know it's true? You know why? Because they're scared. Because they're out there trying to keep a handle on this spiritual energy that is welling up that the age of Aquarius will not stop. You know, this is like a freight train from Japan that has no brakes. You know, this movement, this Aquarian thought movement on this planet is not going to be stopped by Ted Koppel, by Carl Sagan, by the amazing Randy, or by anyone else that tries to make it look negative, because we're talking about the power of the individual here, the power of God, a Christ force that lies dormant inside the hearts and minds of every single individual on this planet. When I tell you that you have not only the power of God, but the same exact powers that Jesus Christ had, the power of healing, the power of being able to walk on water if you want, flight, human flight if you like, the power of being totally telepathic and psychic with everyone and anyone around you, and also the power of plugging into the God force and reflecting this truth and this essence and this vibration to anyone around you on this planet. This is something that is welling up inside of the hearts of 500 million or more people as I speak, and no one out there is going to stop it, no matter what they do. You know, they've been trying to stop it for thousands of years. They've been killing off people that are sensitive. Why do you think they had the witch trials throughout thousands of years in this planet? Why do you think they truly burn at the stake someone that is truly gifted and psychic? You know why? Because they're scared of it. They're scared of these abilities. They're frightened of it, and they try to put it down and eradicate it. And that's why they've put a lid on this type of energy and a lid on the breeding of people who would promote children who would have this gift. You know, if you take a look at all the thousands and millions of people throughout history country that have been butchered. These people being gifted psychics and almost Christ-like in their nature, being crucified like Jesus, burned at the cross or at the stake like Saint Joan, whatever, this planet has rarely, if ever, been able to accept the power of God that dwells within the individual. And you still have these lunatics, no offense, you know, around the world that are trying to hold down this energy and make it look ludicrous. And the only thing they make look stupid and ignorant is themselves. Because those that are gifted in the spirit, and you know what? We've all come back. We might have been burned at the stakes and stoned and crucified in the thousands of years past, but now we're back in force, in mass, alive on this planet, extraterrestrial souls, souls of a higher evolution than ever has been known on this planet, souls of a much higher vibration, people who intuitively in their minds have proven they know the astrological system of karma that exists in the higher self and the soul. They know the mechanics of this dimension. They know the mechanics of God and the great spirit that dwells inside the hearts and minds of all living creatures. That spark of God is reflected by the soul in the eyes of any creatures you might look at. And they know it. They have a knowing. They have an understanding. You can't change the mind of someone that's already gotten it. You know, if someone's already had a personal vision or a personal miracle, or they have a relationship with their spirit guides, or they can channel their guides, or they can plug into their higher self or their multidimensional self, you know, as Seth talks about, you know, when you get there, then there's no turning back. You know, you have these California skeptics, and you have Randy and Koppel and Sagan and all these people out there waving their banners like, oh, we know the truth. We know it's all a bunch of garbage. It's not true. This is why it doesn't work. No one's out there that'll prove it'll work. Well, what do you expect? If there's somebody out there that is as powerful as Christ, you expect them to go on national TV so some lunatic can go out and shoot them? No way. It's not worth $100,000 or $100 million to do that. No, this is a movement that quietly spreads in the masses. That's why we're on a 3,000 watt radio station in Southern California. This information was not meant to be beamed all over Southern California with a 50,000 watt station. This is a show that was meant to be sought out after by very special individuals, very gifted, aware beings that are rising in the spirit and rebirthing in consciousness. I'm not interested in syndicating this show all over America because America's not ready for it. I'm not ready for national TV because national TV is not ready for me, you know, but there are people in Southern California that have formed together, that have come together under a group purpose to learn about this stuff in the 80s and the 70s and the 60s. Astrological, metaphysical, psychic, and spiritual philosophy. You know, it is something that is happening, and it is something that is spreading throughout little groupings and in small cities and sectors all over the world, and it turns out to be hundreds of millions of people. You know, I'm not doubting that if you go to one of these expos, you know, and if you see over 1,000 exhibitors there, that you're not going to get some phonies and some frauds. I'm not doubting that you're going to get some people there that are not going to panderize and plagiarize and blaspheme this movement, because it's going to happen. You know, it's up to you to be psychic and intuitive and spiritual enough to be able to recognize those who wield the truth and also identify and recognize those who don't. You know, obviously, if somebody wants to charge hundreds of thousands of dollars to get into their program, well, it might take a while for you to review this, whether you think it's really worth your while to do that. To get, you know, you might buy a book for $29.95 or $19.95 that will teach you the same exact thing that they read in a book, and now they set up a big seminar to try to teach you. You know, so I'm not doubting that there are always negative elements. This is a war, and it's a battle between good and evil. Trust me, this has been a war going on in this dimension between good and evil for millions of years. And there's no reason for it to stop now. In fact, in order for good to overcome evil, then this puppy's going to get charged up. This puppy's going to get heated up before we hit the 21st century. That's why we're all being trained and prepared for what's about to happen. Because we are meant to be the strong. The meek will inherit the earth, but the meek will be strong. strong in spirit. You know, they might not be strong and muscular-wise, and they might not be strong financially, but spiritually, they will represent a force of power that will overcome and overwhelm this planet and bask it in the glow of God's love. And no television show or radio show or skeptic or astronomer or newscaster is ever going to turn me away from the glory and the holy sacred essence of these moments that are upon us. And that's why I've dedicated my life these last 15 years to promoting these issues, because I have found they work for me. I'm sensitive. I don't like pain, and I don't like misery and stress and discomfort. And all these psychic and spiritual and metaphysical and astrological and meditative philosophies work so well for me that I gotta believe there are millions of people out there just like me that are totally like-minded, that are also rising up in the spirit. That's why this show works. And that's why people like you listen to it. Because they hear this energy and they go, gosh, I don't have to hear all this negative skepticism on commercial television. I'm gonna listen to Farley. Farley's a nice guy. He knows what he's talking about. He's not trying to shove anything down anyone's throat or doubt anything. He's just spreading open-mindedness and the search for further truth. That's what this show's about. I'm not trying to tell you there are any bottom lines. I'm just trying to be as open-minded with you about these issues and topics as possible. A topic on skeptics inspired by Eris Sherwood. Eris, thanks for calling. He says, I know what your topic is today. I says, I'm glad you know, because I don't. He goes, that guy Randy was on last night. I said, oh, was he? I didn't even notice.